all, let me thank you guys for giving me the opportunity to speak to you like this. It's not the way I'd hoped to do it. I've had two planes today have mechanical problems, and the last one forced us to land here in Albuquerque, Mexico, so I know how to take a hint. So let me thank all of you for fading out in the rain. It shows how passionate you are about this election and what it means. And Governor, sorry we couldn't meet up there today. You're doing a great job leading your state, and you're a fantastic example for what a difference executive leadership can make state to a country. So thank you for your service. Guys, I just want to take a couple minutes. I know the weather's tough, and we appreciate you being there, but what I meant to come and talk to you about today is how important this election is. You already know that. You've been seeing the candidates here for quite a while. They happen to come by every 4 years and ask for your votes here in Iowa. But you understand that it goes beyond that. You know, for almost all of human history, people lived in tremendous poverty. There was only a handful of people that controlled all the wealth. Government controlled your life. Everybody else underneath that. But that started to change about 100 years ago when America emerged. The nation founded on the powerful principle, the truth, that we all, every single human being, have certain rights to us by God. We have the right to life, liberty, to happiness, and the job of government is to protect those rights. And from that emerged our political freedom that we're grateful for, but also emerged economic freedom, which means the opportunity to go out and start a business, go out and find a job that pays to what you love, or in the case of my family, the opportunity to go out and find a job that allows you to give your kids the chance to do all the things that you never had a chance. That free enterprise system works. It's made us the most prosperous nation in all of history. And the fact is that every country that's done it, every country that's tried free enterprise has become more prosperous, and every country that's tried more government has been poorer. And that's the choice we have right now. Between Mitt Romney, who believes in the free enterprise system, and Barack Obama, who does not. That sounds like either applause or fireworks, but I hope it was applause. Anyway, the point is, Barack Obama does not believe in the American free enterprise system. He's like one of those voices that have been around forever, despite the tremendous success of the free enterprise system, who tells people that the reason why some people become richer is because they made other people poor. Who tells people that the reason why they got ahead is because they pushed other people behind. And who tells people that if you own a business that you built from the ground up, getting up every morning at 5:30 a.m., pursuing your ideas and risking your money, he says you didn't build that, that it belongs to someone else, that you owe your success because you got lucky to society and, more importantly, in his mind, to government. He's wrong. That's not what made us prosper. What's made us prosperous is that we live in a country where people have the freedom to decide what they want to do with their lives and the opportunity to go after. We live in a country where you can start a business out of the spare bedroom of your home and one day grow that business and create all kinds of jobs for other people. That's how the economy grows. It doesn't grow because you have brilliant presidents or good senators or great governors. It grows because everyday people decide to take the money they saved and made, and they use it to start a business. That business makes money for them and the people they hire. They use that money to spend into the economy, and that creates jobs and new businesses for other people. The government has an important role to play. It has to have laws and it has to have regulations that make sense. It has to provide and invest in human infrastructure and in our roads and bridges. It has to provide for our national security. And it has to provide a safety net, not as a way of life, but to help those who cannot help themselves. But when government goes too far and does too much, it starts to hurt. The taxes become complicated. It makes it harder for the trying to make. The regulations become complicated. It starts to discourage people from investing. Both the taxes and the regulations get expensive to comply with, which means people now don't have the money to invest in starting that business or growing it. And the end result is go back. And that's where we are right now under this president. He's threatening to raise taxes on the Americans who have the money that it takes to start businesses. It discourages people from doing it. It scares them about the future. He passed Obamacare, which has so many rules and regulations that no one knows what it means anymore. And his anti-business rhetoric is probably unprecedented in the history of the American president. The bottom line is that people are not starting new business and creating jobs because they don't know what tomorrow is going to bring under his president, but they're pretty sure it ain't. And that's what we have to turn around. We have to understand that if we have predictable laws that people can comply with, they'll do what Americans have always done, and that's create jobs and prosperity. And the reason why that's so important is because the point that they're missing is that big government helps the guys who are trying to make it and the people who are trying to make it. Big companies and billionaires, they can afford to comply with complicated taxes and complicated regulations. The people who can't are the ones trying to start a small business out of the spare bedroom of their home. The dreamers, the hopers, the people who see the core of our economy and have made us an exceptional country. And so now is not the time to abandon the things that made us special and different. Now is the time to return to them and embrace them. And now is not a time to apologize for our greatness, but to remind our children of what it is that makes America different and better from the rest of the world. And let me tell you what makes us different and better from the world, is we are the world. We're the country where people that couldn't make it in their own countries came here and created and built the single greatest nation in all of human history. People from all over the world were told they couldn't get ahead, that their job was to work for somebody else the rest of their lives, that they can only be and do what their parents were, came here, proved them wrong. And it inspired the world to follow art. And not just in America, but today millions of people around the world are outside of poverty because of the American example. I know that example well because I know that example well because of the story of my family. Earlier today, before I was supposed to head to Iowa and we had the plane problem, I was in Las Vegas where I lived for a significant part of my childhood. In the very elementary school, in the very neighborhood that our parents moved us to in 1979. My dad was a bartender, my mom was a maid, and they had jobs because somebody who had made some money decided to risk it building a hotel. And they earned a living because people all over this country had enough money left over after they paid their bills to fly to Las Vegas and spend it there on vacation. That's how free enterprise works. My parents weren't rich, our house wasn't very big. My parents never saved enough money to even for their retirement or for our college. And yet they lived the American dream. Because by working hard and sacrifice, they earned happiness. And their happiness was that their children would have the chance to do everything that they never had the chance to do. That's what makes us different. And that's what's at stake here right now. We have to remain that country. We have to remain special, because there's nothing in the world to replace it. If the light of America is dim, there's no other light out there. There's no other nation, no other people to inspire the world to think big dreams and reach to pull themselves out of poverty as well. And that's what's at stake. You're not just choosing between two people. You're choosing between two very different views of America and the role of government in our country. That's what's at stake. That's what your work is about. And it falls on this generation to do what every generation before us has done. To save and grow and serve. single greatest nation in all of human history. So thank you so much for the chance to talk to you today. Even if it's by cell phone, I promise you I'll come back. Yeah. Thank you. God bless you.